Impact 103 Morning Drive.
It's an interview I promised you already in the first hour of the show. I get to speak to Mr. Johnny Berger, who is the chairman of the South African Hall of Fame.
Yeah, thank you. What a privilege.
Johnny, what is the CEO Cycle Challenge all about?
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. First and foremost, I have to reiterate that the Hall of Fame is busy with Kingdom Work, and Kingdom Work is working with children. So our biggest core ideology in the South African Hall of Fame is to empower children to reach their potential holistically. There's hundreds of thousands of kids falling through the cracks, and we've got a core ideology where we assist talented children without resources. So we identify these children, we do full holistic assessments on them, and then we give them full bursaries to prestigious schools like Pretoria Boys High and Maritzburg College. These kids have got nothing. They come from terrible backgrounds and circumstances, and we really give them hope. And hope's a wonderful thing. We cannot really explain what it does, but we all know how it feels. So within our non-profit organization, we've started a legacy project called the CEO Cycle Challenge, where we're going to erect a scaffold with a fishbowl, and inside this fishbowl, we're going to have static bicycles, where we're inviting corporate South Africa to come and assist us, not in helping South Africa, but in changing South Africa and changing our future generation. So we will erect this in collaboration with Nashua at the Nashua head office in Midrand. We'll build the structure. And then from 9th to 13th of September, Corporate South Africa will come and during that week come cycle for 25 minutes on a static bike. We've got a John Smith celebrity team, and we've got a Lucas Radebe celebrity team that's going to be in this fishbowl as well. And the core ideology is to raise funds to assist all those talented kids in South Africa to really reach their full potential and to give them opportunities that they would otherwise never have been able to achieve.
Johnny, there's a listener thinking, wow, this sounds like something that I really want to back. I want to support this from a financial point of view. But in terms of the details of the CEO Cycle Challenge, the initiative, how does it actually work? How much money must I give? How many people do I need to get around me to get onto that seat in the fishbowl at Nashua head office between the 9th and the 13th of September? Let's talk nitty-gritties of this challenge.
Look, we've got various offerings. So from your BE and SED scorecard perspective, we accommodate your skills development, your SED spend to get involved. And then obviously all companies and CEOs, you know, won't be in the frame of mind where they want to participate, but they want to donate. So we've got a couple of tiers. We've got participation, so you buy a seat to come and cycle during that week. Alternatively, you can just donate any donation. And then obviously from a sponsorship perspective, lots of companies are looking for ROI, marketing ROI, and we've got those opportunities as well. So the nice thing, everything is stipulated on our website. It's www.ceochallenge.co.za, and our contact details are on there, and you can even phone me directly. But there's various ways we South African can become part of this initiative to really make a positive change for your future generation.
You've said this on several occasions, but for the listener that hasn't heard this before, it's not something that you want to do from a once-off perspective. You're not looking to only help people or the children, these young boys. You want to change them. So this is definitely something that is in a long-term idea, not just a once-off kind of thing. What is the effect that this would make in a young boy's life? In fact, not only one, there's many that you're affecting and helping through, like you said, at Pretoria Boys High as well as Maritzburg College.
Yeah, I think there's a huge place in South Africa for charity. You know, giving out food and blankets to those in need. For us, it's about the future generation and holistically developing these kids. You know, and it's talented boys. So will they all become Springboks and Bafana players and Protea cricketers? No, definitely not. But one thing we will guarantee is that they will become Springbok fathers, Springbok husbands to their wives, and Springbok citizens to society. And that's what we're after. It's the list. We always say character supersedes talent. And, you know, when you start impacting a boy's life from grade 8, we're not only paying for their school fees, and we're paying for their school fees, their boarding school fees, their tuition, their holistic development, their medical expenses, their clothing, their tours. So holistically, we're looking after everything. And the main thing is, once they finish high school, we will then carry on and take them through to university in order for them to get a degree. So it's not a light-hearted just pay school fees quickly. It's really holistic development, looking after these kids until they go out in society one day and become proper citizens of this country.
Somebody's listening in and saying, "Yo, I need to speak to my boss about getting involved here." What motivation can they say when they go and speak to the boss? Yes, we've spoken about the vision of this. But, you know, when it comes to putting money down on a corporate point of view and you're getting your boss or trying to convince your boss to get involved, what other benefits are there for companies to get involved in the CEO Cycle Challenge?
Well, I need to tell you the story of a little small boy, some Pee Wee Dichaba, and I would love to sit in front of these CEOs and put my heart on the table. One of these boys, some Pee Wee Dichaba, at the age of 6, his mother dropped him at hospital because of malnutrition. He lost both his legs and his arm. He's got 2 fingers on his one arm left. In grade 2, he failed miserably because they put him in an Afrikaans primary school and he could only speak Sotho. He's now 12 years old. He's top 5 in his academically in his class. And he's just broken the South African under 17 record for the 100 and 200 meters. And we found this boy. And if we don't give these boys the opportunities, what will happen to them? As sure as I live, this boy will win an Olympic medal one day. And if I can sit in front of these CEOs and explain to them and show them the emotional videos of the change and impact we make in South Africa, I can guarantee each and every corporate citizen in South Africa do want to make a difference. We've got a responsibility, and a responsibility is the ability to choose your response. And we've got, as corporate South Africa, we've got a responsibility to build a better future for your future generation.
Johnny, this is a really great cause, and I think people are starting to understand it more now as we talk more about it on Impacts 103. How do businesses get involved? You have said that you would want to go sit in those offices with directors and with CEOs, but how do they first make that contact? I'm guessing it's the website, ceocyclechallenge.co.za.
Yes, they can contact me. I'll give my personal number out as well. It's 082-909-2603, or my email address is Johnny, johny, at allofame.co.za. So they can contact me, they can mail me. I'll gladly go sit in front of them and explain to them what we do. It's traceable, it's measurable, and collectively we will make a massive change in this country.
A massive change indeed. It's a guarantee, because the CEO Cycle Challenge is not only about helping our youth in society, but also changing them to become Springboks in their lives. Springbok men, Springbok husbands, Springbok businessmen, Springbok families, fathers, that is, just seeing this person as a whole person. Johnny, I'd love to know from you, before I let you go, what is the vibe going to be like from the 9th till the 13th of September at Nashua head office in that fishbowl and on that spinning bike?
Well, I can tell you, I mean, just look at Nashua's involvement, Cell C. The list just goes on and on and on. And, you know, from an ROI perspective, it's fun-filled. It's opportunity for corporate South Africa to unite. It's network opportunities like you'll never get anywhere else. And obviously, you'll be in a fishbowl cycling with one of 30 of the most prominent celebrity sporting stars in South Africa. So it's fun-filled. It's a networking opportunity, and it's an opportunity to show that your company really cares.
Mr. Johnny Berger, Chairman of the South African Hall of Fame, thank you so much for your time to talk to us about the CEO Cycle Challenge. If you would like to get involved, send through the word CEO Cycle Challenge to Impact 103's WhatsApp line 071-364-0376. We'll give you all those details.
The Morning Drive Show.